Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is entitled Incorporating Technology and Social Media into Your Marketing. And more, this is becoming an issue that we need to become more and more aware of, because in today's marketing place, social media is becoming an avenue of an opportunity to promote your company, your product, your services. And the easy way to look at it is that even Facebook, they changed their format. Things that they tried several years ago is changing. For a lot of people, what happens is there is a right and wrong way to connect with people and build relationships. By building relationships with them, then when you want to promote a business to them, they will give you the permission to do this. But if all you were doing is looking at it as an avenue to build or grow a business without actually looking for ways to build a relationship, then it is not going to work. For instance, when you think about a business today, social media is a way to network with people. For years, offline networking was done by going to PowerCore meetings, to go to Leeds Club, where you may very well have been the only one in that particular meeting with your specific background. So when you stood up and you told them a little bit about your business and who was a good contact for you or a good lead that could be for business, then people knew who to refer you to. In networking, it's like when I do my teleseminars, I can have people, I can send out thousands and thousands and thousands of emails and only have a few people come to it. The more they know me, the more they know about my business, the more they know about how they can trust me as an individual, then the more opportunity I have to sell to them. And also, remember, whereas years ago, when you sent out things when you did mailings, you had to mail at least 3 or 4, maybe 5 times before a company would actually look at your flyer and take it as an opportunity to build or grow a business. But in today's technology, it takes you 10 times more because you're not even knowing that person face-to-face. And when you were doing mailings, the overhead was so much more because you had to do the printing and you had to do the mailing and you had to buy mailing lists of companies. Then you also had to know who was the person that would most likely be the right person to contact. At least on social media, when you go in and you look at someone's bio, it can give you all the information that you need to know whether or not this individual is a good prospect for you. So what we need to do is think about some of the things that you can do. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about how Facebook as a social media opportunity can help you build a business, because Facebook has 845 billion people on it today around the world. And whereas a while ago you could befriend people and they would either say yay or nay as to whether or not they want to befriend you, today if you don't even know who that individual is and you want to befriend them, if they say no, then guess what? If it say they don't want to accept, then it's going to come back. Yay, it's going to ask them, do you even know this person? And what happens is if they say no, they don't know you, and you have reached out to 10 or 15 or 20 people, and 5 out of those in one day's time will say no to you, then guess what? You can actually be banned from Facebook. And a lot of these changes came about because when someone would befriend someone, they would immediately start promoting their business to them. And not only that, what that did was that would turn people off. So Facebook had to figure out and make some changes that would be good business for them. And also, when you think about it, you got to look for some things that you can do that's going to actually help you to grow your business. If you have a business, you can put a fan page up on your business. But if you are using that as a sales tool and putting all sales information on your fan page, then that's another thing that is going to affect. Facebook has made some changes to that's going to affect how long or if you are able to keep that fan page up. So it's important to be aware of how to use social media correctly when you are promoting your business. And there, a lot of times companies have fan pages up there because if you're a user of that product, then they want you to go on and they want you to make comments. And if you notice, if you've been on Facebook, they now have what they call a timeline. And they've changed the way they do business. And I know that I have several different fan pages up, one on disability awareness, one on my company, one on starting a business on a shoestring budget. Now, if I use that as a way to go on there and write tips on a specific topic and I send it out, then guess what's going to happen? Then it's going to bring people to that fan page, but it's also going to make them want to like the fan page. But if I'm just really looking to use it to promote my business and sell to people, then what it's going to do is turn people off because they don't know me. So it's a matter of thinking about how you can change things that can make it more important and more effective for what it is that you are truly trying to do with your business. And also, think about it. Whereas we all need to be aware of how we can utilize our training and our experience, that what we are truly doing is selling ourselves in almost every aspect of business. From the time you get up to the time you go to bed, you're selling yourself. So you really need to be aware of how you can communicate in a way to develop relationships with people, how to compliment them. I was recently listening to something that Harvey McKay said, and he was talking about building a contact management system where you know every little thing about an individual. For instance, if you know someone that has an illness in the family or a child that has suffered or something, then why not do something for them that lets them know that you're concerned or that you're reacting to what is going on with them currently? Because what that does is that will leave in their mind something where they will see something that, say, for instance, if you want to contact someone and develop a business relationship with them, then ask the right questions, ask open-ended questions. Get people to know that what you're doing is trying to help them. Because let me tell you that in today's marketplace, when you use social media, you need to think about it in terms of attraction marketing. And a lot of attraction marketing came about with Web 2.0 because you can do almost anything you want to do. that you can put up on the site or that you can link to. And when people go and watch your video, then guess what? They're going to become more familiar with you. Because think about it. Why is it that people tend to watch a television show on a week-to-week basis? They feel as though they get to know those characters. And then what happens is, if they happen to see them in the street, what happens? Because they're so used to seeing them on TV, it's almost as though they know them, even though the actor themselves wouldn't know you from the person next door because they've never seen you before. So today, with the medium and the technology, it's so much easier to develop relationships with people. And also, think about this, you know, what you want to do is think about how. When especially like in network marketing, because those are a lot of the people who tend to use the social media as a way of promoting their business, then what you need to do is develop a relationship with them. Especially think about it today. When you're on Facebook, today you can send people messages back and forth, and you can be talking to them while you're doing something else. What you're doing is you're developing a relationship with them. And what that does is it they become part of your warm market. Because think about it. What happens is if you know someone that's in a specific feel that you want to reach out to, once you develop the relationship with them, then you can come to them and say, you know, I'm looking at this new product. I want to determine whether or not I want to pursue it further and market it. Would you please take a look at it and tell me what you think about it? But because you're beginning to ask for their opinion, good or bad, then guess what happens? If they feel that they're helping you, then that's creating a warm market. Then down the road, if you're saying, well, you know, I did actually get into it. I'm looking for other people with similar interests. If you know anyone who could use this product or this service, let me know. And also, there's two ways that you could do it. You can either refer people to me. If they get into it, I will pay you a finder's fee. Or if you want to become a distributor and then get the profits, then it's up to you to make the choice. But what it is you're giving them the option. You're leaving it as an open-ended situation. That what you're doing is creating an opportunity to develop that relationship with them. Because then down the road, especially in social media, if there's ways of contacting people that by developing and sending emails to people, then you're developing a relationship with them. Once you develop that relationship with them, then you ask them permission to actually sit down with them or talk to them on the phone. Then if you're actually in the same city, then you can choose to agree to meet somewhere. If you're not, then you either can converse with each other through Skype, or you would look for a medium that you can use, and there is technology out there where you can actually have them or be in a different city with someone, and you can be using a software package where they can actually see your screen. That way, if you're doing training with them, then you would be able to do it as though you're right there with them. Because if you're in Starbucks, guess what? Today, with the laptops, you take your laptop with you. You're sitting with someone and you're showing them your screen. But if you can screen share it and you're in two totally different places, then that has developed a medium that has created opportunities for you. So social media is really a good marketing tool when it's used correctly. And Twitter, originally, and a lot of people tend to use Twitter where they say, oh, I'm going out and I'm going to do this and this. But if you look at a lot of people that are in business, if you look at their sites, guess what? They are promoting where they're going to be. An entertainer, especially a musician, guess what? They're going to tell you, oh, we set this date up. We set that date up where, you know, I'm going to be at the comedy club and we're going to be performing. Guess what that's doing? What that's doing is, especially when they have a crew of people that are following them, then guess what? They don't have to wait for the TV to send it to the TV for them to announce it. They don't have to wait for mailing to go out. Everything is done immediately. And this is why technology as a medium has become a very important aspect of where we are in promotion today. And it also cuts the expense of promoting today. So what I want to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you a story. And the story is going to be on how and why I ended up using social media as an opportunity. And I was always someone that was good in network, in marketing, in networking with people and getting to know people because I'm very outgoing. But because of my disability, I didn't have the mobility that I needed to really get out there and integrate with people the way I needed to. So for me, technology became that avenue that I used. So what I was able to do was immediately upon going on Facebook. In fact, I can tell you that a lot of people that I knew when I was in high school, a lot of them knew who I was, but were we really close friends? Probably not, because there were almost virtually no people in the school at that time with a disability, because it was long before they changed the laws and guaranteed people with disabilities the right to education. Therefore, it was up to me to either build friendships or not build friendships. And at the same time, growing up in the home that I did and the abuse that I was suffering in the home, and the fact that because I was the only person in the school system with a disability, the kids or my peers tended to keep their distance from me. And that was more out of ignorance because of the fact that society did not know a whole lot about disabilities or the causes of disabilities. And you would hear things like, ooh, she has cooties, don't get near her. Well, that was part of someone's ignorance. And the sad part is today that you still see those kind of things going on. And we need to open up. And what's happened is we are truly becoming a global marketplace just because of the fact that we have the internet. And what I want to do is finish up the story, and then I'm going to tell you how I, as an individual, use Twitter and Facebook and also LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is an avenue that if you have a specific niche, then if you are in groups that address that, then you're going to connect with other people in that group. And when you connect with other people, in that group, then what happens is you, by being in the group, by putting messages on the board, that they're becoming more familiar with you. Then if you, even if someone is like a second degree generation from you, that you're not directly connected to them, then you can become directly connected because you can connect to them through people that you are already connected to through recommendations. So all of these things are important because almost everyone is in business. business today, and technology has given us the opportunity to have a business. The unemployment that you hear about on the news, it is not a true representation of what's really going on, because you have so many people that are not even looking in the job market today for a job. And companies today, they are literally wanting to look for ways to cut their expenses. And with the use of the internet, I can live in one city and continue to work for someone else in a totally different city. I met someone when I was living in an apartment complex that they moved to Atlanta because his wife was transferred with her company years ago. If one or the other, if the husband or the wife were transferred, the mate had to quit their job and find a new job when they moved into the new city. Today, and what was happening in their situation was because of the internet and the fact that he did a lot of IT, he was able to continue to work with his company by connecting with their mainframe on the internet and continuing to handle his job. And so, you know, social media, when you get to know people and they get to know you, if you are not someone that has your own business but you are looking for a job, then you can ask people. You can tell them what you're looking for. You can look for ways to ask for their help in helping you find something that's going to get you into the job market. And so there's so many different ways of looking at it. And when you are on a site like Facebook, there are a lot of groups that you can join, and you can go on there, and you can put links on there, or you can put statements on there, or you can write messages to people who you want to get to know. And this is just a good avenue of creating the relationships, because the general consensus is in our lifetime that everyone knows 250 people. And when 10 people each know 250 people, then that's a pool of 2,500 people at your disposal. That's why network marketing as a business has proven that it is capable of growing exponentially. So with the internet, because we are truly a global economy, if I have 100 friends and you have 100 friends, then that's 1,000 friends. But if you are connected with 10 other people or 20 other people, and you know, one of the things that I was able to do with Facebook was that because I'm on Facebook, people who knew me in high school, they were able to connect with me when they found me and invite me to attend the class reunion. Whereas years ago, 30, 40 years ago, when you graduated high school, people may have known where you were through college because they knew what college you went to. But guess what? Beyond that, when you took and everyone dispersed and got married, then there was a loss of connection. Today, with the use of the internet, people can find each other who may have been connected, whether close or not close, and reconnect later in life. And so when you understand how to use all of these mediums, then you are going to build your foundation for your business. You can build a foundation for strong relationships, because you don't know in 5 years from now that you may very well need someone that has an expertise in one area, or they may need your services when you have an expertise in another area. So building these relationships over time, keeping in touch with people, That is what's going to build your connection for business. And how we, to, when you think about it, back 30, 40 years ago, what did you have? You had the manual typewriter. Then you got the electric typewriter. Then it was WordPerfect, which was the start of the use of the computer. When Apple came into existence, then you started seeing that the personal computer became more available, and as more and more people started being able to use the personal computers, then guess what? Business and connections were able to be there. You know, we all know about the cell phone. Well, today it's getting to the point where if you have a business, you almost have to have a smartphone. And why? Because the smartphone is people can text message you, people can keep in touch with you, you can get your email. Everything is almost immediate today. And your smartphone is your little mini computer. And we're all hearing a lot about the iPads. And this is the innovators. What we don't realize is what is the thing about Mark Zuckerberg, the thing about Steve Jobs, the thing about Bill Gates, is that they were innovators. They may not have graduated college, but they understood how to use technology. And what they did was something that really wasn't something that could be taught. And you know, I finally got the opportunity to see the movie The Social Network. And the two people who wanted to set up a similar thing to Facebook for their college, what happened was they did not have the expertise that Mark Zuckerberg had. And if he had not kept in touch with them and kept sending them emails and just taking his own code and developed the Facebook on himself, then there may not have been this whole discrepancy and this whole lawsuit that he experienced because of the fact that he had been in touch with them. They happened to have shown him the code. He didn't believe that what they were doing in their code worked, and then he went out and developed his own code. And, you know, two people can have the same idea on something, but the one who actually can implement it is the one that is able to be and achieve success. And then what happens is someone else looks at that and says, well, you know, we want to be able to utilize that ourselves, but they stole our ideas, so we're going to bring a lawsuit against them. And since we're down to the last minute of the show, I want to remind you that if you need assistance on how to use technology, how to build your Facebook page, how to understand how to utilize social media to promote yourself, then you can contact me. And that my website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. Also, I would like to remind you that on next week's show, we will be talking about why people have a hard time with multi-level marketing as an opportunity. And a lot of that's just simply because they just don't know how to use the social media correctly to build a successful business. And in today's marketplace, that is where you need to be. And I would like to thank you for attending this presentation and let you know that you can also go to my Facebook page and my fan page on disability awareness. I've also got one on the International Disabled Entrepreneurs, Inc., which is a nonprofit organization that helps people with disabilities have